We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now in Daf Kuf Yud Bet, 112. Starting the a new section called Patsufi Ze'ampin V'nugveya V'nugve L'sugehem. So let's start. Ot Nun He. We're talking about Ze'ampin now. There are different when we mention the patsuf of Ze'ampin Venukve, there are actually multiple patsufim by that name. Remember, as we're building the Olam HaTzilut, we take a little bit of the Ma, a little bit of the Ben to build up the Patsufim, which belong to that world of HaTzilut. Nasa v'nitkan Patsuf Ze'ampin, Meshesha, Meshisha, Ketzavot de Ma, Meshisha, Ketzavot de Ben. We're going to take the five Sfirot, Tachtonot of Man, and also the same thing for the Ben. O Patsuf Nukva, Nitkan v'nase, Ma'amalchut de Ma, Ma'amalchut de Ben. And Malchut, which is the Nukva de Zah, which is called the wife of Zah, is going to take the Malchut of Ma, Malchut of Ben. Veshnei patsufim elu nikraim Ze'ampin v'nukve akolalim. And these two patsufim are said to be the official Zah v'nukva. Akolalim. V'ini azah kolel tzad ma shebo nikra Yisrael v'tzad ben shelo nikra Rachel Gedola. Now when we specify special names to them, we call Ze'ampin Yisrael, and nukva we call Rachel Hagdola. והנוקבה כוללת צד מה שבה נקרא יעקב וצד בן שבה נקרא רחל קטנה. Now there's a derivative of Zah. Zah splits into another partsuf of Zah, which we're going to call actually Yaakov. So we're going to, on the right hand side we have Zah. Zah's name, we're going to call him Yisrael. There's a derivative of Yisrael which becomes Yaakov. On the left hand side, you have the Nukva de Zah. Her name we call Rachel Gdola. And then she has a derivative, it comes out off from her, branches off from her, which is called Rachel Ktana. Aval klalut em shnei patsufim bilvad shem ze v'nukva kolim. But if you look at the big picture, you only see two patsufim. When you look more specifically, then you'll see four patsufim. Yisrael and Rachel Gdola, and Yaakov and Rachel Ktana. Seda Amidatam hu kach. And this is where they stand. Zah kolel malbish la'arich anpin min ha'tibur shelo v'lematam. We know that Ze'ampin is on the tibur olematam. Al meshech it pashtut patsufi amba v'ima. Shemisayech halko amigul shelem lematam. So they follow on from where Abba v'ima left off. Abba v'ima left off from the tibur v'arampim. And they take over from the tibur onward. Malbish Zah. Min achaze shelahem v'lemata v'achaze abba v'ima u'b'tibur d'arachampin. So that's why we see that abba v'ima actually start off from the garon till the chaze, and then the chaze onto the tibur is yasut, and from yasut tibur, not from the tibur of arachampin onwards to the feet is going to be ze'ampin. ונוקבה כולל למלביש על זה עזה הכולל מן החזה שלו ולמטה. And זה אמפי, sorry, and נוקבה is going to be on the tibur ולמטה of זה אמפי. אולם מלבד הזון הכוללים הנזכר. Now we established as הזון הכוללים, which is called Yisrael and Rachel Gdola. Yeshna and also called Yaakov and Rachel Ktana. יש להם עוד כמה פרטי פרצופים שהם בכלל פרצופי ז'אמפין ונוגווה. There's other additional פרצופים. והוא, כי כאשר נפלו אחוריים דאבא ואמא למטה, when אבא ואמא fell downwards, their אחוריים specifically. נתקנו ונעשה מהם ביותם עדיין נופלים למטה שני פרצופים נוספים. They also, by the fact that their אחוריים fell, also created two additional פרצופים. והוא כי האחוריים דאבא נעשים למטה פרצוף יעקב, העומד בצד פנים דזה מן החזה דזה ולמטה. האחורי דיעקב הוא כנגד פני זה, ופני יעקב פונים כפניית פני זה. So the actually the original parzuf of Yaakov that we spoke about actually came via the achoraim of Abba falling. They created Zah, which is they created Yaakov, which is standing in front of Zampi. His back is actually turned towards the face of Abba Zampin. So Zampin is looking, let's say, forward, and then in front of him is the back of Yaakov Avinu. Not again. I want to stress that we're not talking about Yaakov Avinu or Rachel Imanu, but those are human beings. But rather, we're talking about the archetypes. We're talking about the Paltzuva in the spiritual world, which has no direct connection between them. I'm going to repeat that. וכן אחו עזה מן הדעת עזה שלו עד חזה שלו עומד פרצוף לאה ונעשה ונתקן מאחוריים דאימא שנפלו למטה בעת הביטו. Now we're going to move on to the next part, which is called Leah. Where does Leah come from? Leah comes from the אחוריים of אימא that fell down. Where is she placed? She's placed in the back of Zah, on the dad of Zah עד חזה דזה. ולאה זו פניה פונים כנגד אחרי זה, and her face is going to facing the back of זה, ואחרי מגולים לחוץ, and her back is going to be revealed. הרי ביאנו איקה פרצוף זום, those are all the פרצוף זום, שהם ישראל ורחל הגדולה, שמהו בן של זה כוללים, they are formed from the combination of the six field of man, six field of Ben. Then you have two smaller parzufim called Yaakov and Rachel Ketana, Shemau Ben Shel Nukva Deklalut, and they come from the Nukva part, which is called the Malchut the Ma Malchut the Ben. V'chein parzuf Yaakov haNaseh Ma'achraim De'Aba Ma'achraim De'Aba Shenaflu, uParzuf Le'ah Shenasid Ma'achraim De'Ima Shenaflu. So there are two Yaakovs. I repeat. Sorry, I didn't say that clearly enough. There's one Yaakov that comes from Zan. There's another Yaakov come from the Achoraim of Abba. So the one that came out from Zan comes from the Kolelim. That means the Malchut of the Ma'uben. Malchut the Ma, Malchut the Ben, created the two Parzufim called Yaakov veRachel Ketana. And then you have two additional Patsufim called Yaakov Velea. They come from the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, respectively. Hare Shepratutam Hem Shisha Patsufim. It comes out we have six Patsufim in total. And he lists them. Yisrael, number one. Rachel Gdola, number two. Which is called Zah Kolelim. Number three is Yaakov. Number four is Rachel Ketana, which is called Nukva HaKolel. And then the final two is Yaakov and Rachel comes from the Achoraim and Abba Vima, six altogether. Bekolelut hem arba parzufim belvad. And he says that we're not going to call them six parzufim. We're actually going to look them at four parzufim, meaning Zeapin v'Nukva, that's two, Yaakov v'Leah. And the ones that we spoke about beforehand about Yaakov, which comes from Zah, and Rachel Ketana, we don't speak about very much. They're actually included in Zer v'Nukve. V'le'alan nevae o b'chinot prati pratiyot shebezu. Okay, and we're going to explain about more Patsufim later on and more into detail. Now we're on page Kuf Yud Gimel at the top of the page. Ika tikon hu lehashlim azampin datzilut le'eses field. Now we're going to discuss what is the avodat Hashem that we have to focus on. Which patsufim? There's a lot of patsufim. Atik, Arich, Abba, Ve'ima, Zampin, Nugva, Yisrael, Yaakov, Leah, Rachel. Which one are we focusing on in our avodah? So the one he says is that we're focusing on Zampin ve'Nugva. הנה, כאשר ביאנו לאל שהסיבה שנברא לעולם יקרא באופן בלתי שלם. We know that the world is made in a way that it's not complete. For a purpose. וכן עניין השבירה, השתלשלות העולמות עד תכליתם שבתחתית עולם עשייה, ששם הוא זירת כל ניסיונות המלחמות הגדולות שבין כוחות הדרע ולכוחות הרע. We're put in a place where, like the Ramchal says, in a place of war, and we have to be standing there victorious in our position of good, standing by the forces of good, in order to make sure that we are not falling into the hands of the klipot. So we're in a constant battle, constantly making decision between tov and ra, that's where our bechira, and that's where the schar comes in. He kedei she'adam be'atzmo yashlim b'tikun v'itaken ba'olamot, in order that a person should choose the good, and therefore, thereby rectifying himself in all the spiritual worlds, including the material world. ובכך יזכה להרוויח בכוח מצוותיו שיעשה את השכר הטוב שחפץ בורו להשפיע אליו ושיוכל לקבל בלא מגבלות וימלא או ממלא יכול הבורא יתברא להשפיע שכר טוב בכל רצונו לשלמות הטבעה. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give schar. He's not holding back anything from anyone. Everything has to have its time and place. Now it's not the time to receive the schar. It's the next world. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for you to open up the right doors in order to receive that goodness. And that obviously is to choose the good over the bad.
ועיקר מושג התיקון הוא להחזיר החלקים הצילות, דה הצילות שנופלו לבריאם, ליצירה ועשייה למקומם העליון ולתקנם שם ויהיו כיסא ומושב שלם לאור אינסוף ומספשט באצילות.
So what our job is in a nutshell is to return the broken pieces in the world of Atzilut. Atzilut became damaged because of the Shvirat Malachim. Our job is very simply to raise up those broken vessels and piece together the world of Atzilut.
הנה קבע ביאנו שהבחינות שנפלו וצריכים תיקון הם כלים דפנים דאח וזה אמפין ונוגבה וכן רווח ניצוצים שנפלו בתוכם.
So what exactly we're picking up? We're picking up the ach upanim, the zad that broke, and also the ניצוצות that fell, as well as the zayin malachim, sorry, the ach raim of Abba v'Ima, which were engraved, which were nivla in Zeampin, which also fell into Biyam. That's where the Rishash learns.
V'chein chelk ha-sivirot el-yono, he's saying it right now here. V'chein chelk ha-sivirot el-yono, the ketev v'chokma bina, she-gam hem naflu, ha-im chelk ha-zeampin le-mata b'Biyam.
So those are all the, even the ketev was muvla in the lower parts, lower sivirot, and when the lower sivirot fell into Biyam, they also took with them ketev v'chokma bina.
וכן חלקים האחוריים דאבא ואימא והאחוריים דנאי דקטר שנופלו בתחתית הצילות, כל אלו פחתי הבחינות צריכים לתעלות למעלה למקומם שבהצילות תקנם שם.
We have to raise up all those, even those בחינות that don't fall into Bia but also fall into the low parts of הצילות. We are here to pick them up as well.
והנה לפי כל האמור מתבאר שעיקר חיסרון ועיקר התיקון הוא בזה אמפין ונקפה.
So it comes out that the עיקר תכלית of all our תיקונים should be focused towards the פרצופים of זה אמפין ונקפה,
שבהם הייתה השבירה מטעם ממש, because that is where the ממש השבירה happened. ולכן עיקר הפועלים פועלים בתיקונם הוא אבא ואמא, שמהם נמשך שפע התיקון וזה ונוגבה.
Because that's where all the tikkun will happen, that's where all the shefa is going to come from as well.
והם צריכים להשפיע זר ונוגבה את כל השפע צריך עליהם לתקנה בשלמות.
And that's where all the hashpa of Zeampin Venugva is going to be corrected and rectified and be mashpia.
Over the page, Kuf Yudal, Vihine, Kaval Biano Leel, Kimi Ikra, Ikara,
or the Ikra of the Olama Nikudim, Shiyotsub Zeampin Venugva Chaserim.
Missing a tremendous component that was missing in the world of Zeampin.
We know that only six parts of Zeampin came out.
לכן צריך עם אבא ואמא להמשיך זר שפע כל השלוש הראשונות שלו כדי שתשתלם בעשר ספירות.
That's why the parents, which are אבא ואמא, have to come along and be משביע וגר את סקור, וגימו ראשונות. והמלכות יצאה רק בחינת קטש שלו בלבד. And she, וכבר what came out, the מלכות that came out from the עיניים, actually it was worse off, she only had one sphere that came out, which is קטש. וחסרים לה תשע ספירות התחתונות שלה, והם נשלמים לה בקבלת השפע מלמעלה, כמו שנברא לזאת השם. She's going to receive a שפע from the פרצוף מלמעלה.
Next topic. סדר, סוד, שורש ועיקר, וסוד תוספת שבעולם הניקודים. אומן נתקן בששת ימי בראשית, אומן נתקן בשיטה דאלפים.
Okay, we're going to see the different תקופות, and what we're going to do in those various תקופות.
עוד נון זי, הנה. צריך אנו להודיע עתה ממה שנעשים המוחים דזרפים.
We're going to see what we're going to have to do with the מוחים דזרפים.
דארי, ביאנו כבר תיקנו שתיקן עולם הצילות הוא בכוח עליית החלקים שלו שנפלו בית השבירה ולמעלה משלושה ומקום העליון בעיקרה, ואתה צריך אמנו להודיע איך קשור זה עם העניין השבעה, השפע, המוחים. So we have to know exactly, identify where is the תיקונים that has to be made. לזה נעבר נתבאר, דהנה, הגם שביארנו כבר לער, שזה יצא בעולם הניקודים ביותו כולל שיש כזוות בלבד.
We know the original birth of Zah, there was six ספירות over there.
פירוש, שאלו השישה קצוות שלו בלבד יצאו בחינת שורש ועיקר. They came out בדרך roots. בבחינת roots. שורש. אבל לעולם, לפני שנשברו השבע תחתונות, הרי כבר ביארנו לאל, שהם קיבלו המוחים משלוש ראשונות. But before they actually broke, they had received what's called the שלוש הראשון. And in essence, לפי זה, שבע, שבאל שנשברו, comes out that when they broke, הרי כבר יועזה ונוגבה שלמים כל עשר ספירות שלהם, אלא ששיש הכזבות זה הבים היו בחינת שורש ועיקר. שלוש הראשונות שלו קיבלם בעולם הניקודים בחינת תוספת. וכן נוגבה הקטע שלה בלבד יצא מעיקרה בחינת שורש ועיקר. תשע ספירות ראש שלה באו לה בעולם הניקודים לפני השבירה בחינת תוספת. אבל בתוצאת עניין זה בעולם התיקון, וכן סיבת היות זה יוצא מעיקרה שש ספירות תחתונות, אלו נוגבה רק צבירה עליונה היא באה בזאת השם.
So what is he saying? There's two parts to Zampin, two parts to Nukva. The Shoresh, which is the principal part of the Pasuf of Zampin, came out only six spheres. That means from the Chesed all the way down to down to Yesod. Those are the six spheres, the main mahut of Zampin. The main mahut of Nukva came out, only one tenth of it came out, was a Keter.
Okay, very good.
Now, when they tried to make up the oil, actually, he says, what happened was is that the orot of the gal, which is the Zampin, was missing, right? The gal, which was missing, they received it. Zampin received it, except that was Bechinas Tosefet. As Mimele, when the Shvira happened, the Tosefet went away, and the Ikar of the Patsuf went down into Bia. And the same thing exactly happened to Nukva, those two parts. She had the nine higher Sfirot, nine lower Sfirot, which were a Tosefet, and the top Sfira of Keter, the Nukva, actually was what she received. That's the root of her. We're going to go into more detail into that later on. Now he continued.
והגם שבאנו לאל שכל הסבירות של הנקודים יצאו בבחינת מלכויות של אם בלבד.
Now even though we mentioned that the entire parsha of the Zay Malachim breaking is davka miyuad, especially referred to as the Malchiyot of them. And now we're saying over here a bit differently. We're saying it's Shesh Ktzavot.
וכן אמרנו שזה יצא בשיש הכסבות שלו, ונו כבר יצא בקטר שלו. So let's make a promise. Are we saying that what broke was the malchiot of the parzuvim? Or are we saying what broke was, no, was the shesh kesavot of za, or the keter of nukva? Which one is it? Biuhu, and this is the explanation. She yatsu malchiot de kol achat me'etzes svirot. The malchiot of all the etzes svirot came out. The shlosha rishonot of the three top svirot that we call the tosefet, which we call the gar of Zampa, the malchiyot of them came out. V'chein yatzu malchiyot the shisha svirot chagat mahim. That's also the malchiyot of the shisha svirot chesigvot tiferet netzahod yisod of Zah. So it comes out we had a complete partzuv of Zah, but only in the form of malchiyot. V'chein malchut the keter shel nukva. Also, when we said keter came out, which part of keter? Malchut the keter came out. Ba'ofen, that comes out shehashlosha rishonot yatzu eser mitoch mea. Now, what comes out is that three sfirot came out, yatsu eser, sorry, be'ofen she'ashalosh rishonot, the first three, which is keter, chochma, bina, or you can also call them as chochma, bina, da'at, yatsu eser mitoch mea, came out 10 svirot out of 100. Ve'zer yatsa shesh mitoch mea. Zerapin, which came out. How many svirot came out of Zerapin? We know it's 6. 6 out of 100. Venukva yatza achat mitoch mea. And the nukva, we said one svira came out, so that's 1 out of 100. And b'kula. Now, how do we get to the number of 100? Let me explain to you. He doesn't explain, I don't know why, but it's very simple. That when we look in this, when we look at the cheshbonot of the patsuf, we say that every patsuf has 10 sfirot. Now you have to realize that Ariza says in many different places that we subsplit every sfirah into 10. So if we're talking about the keter, so we have the keter, chokhma, the keter, bina, the keter, all the way down to malchut, the keter. That means a 10 by 10 situation. We're going to have a box of 10 sfirot going down, which is again ket into malchut, and we're going to 10 sphere going across. So 10 times 10 is 100. So therefore we have 100. So we say, for example, one sphere of nukva came out, so we're going to say it's 1/100th of her actual patsuf came out from 9 the ak, and that only that part broke. 1/100th. Now, now, when they receive the mochim before the actual shvira, remember that's what the psukim said, the yimloch, that the malachim actually reigned for a half a second. That means they actually received the four mochim, and they were shalem. Bau lezer malchiyot de shalosh rishonot shalom. So lezer, bau lezer malchiyot shalosh rishonot. What he received? He received the malchiyot of the first three sfirot, which get a choch mebina. V'chein nukva ba'u malchiyot de teisha sfirot atachtonot shalom. She received the 9 sfirot of the malchiyot of the 9 sfirot atachtonot. באופן שנשתלמו גם זה ונוקב בעולם הנקודים כמו שלוש ראשונות. Therefore comes out that they also were shalem in the world of nikudim at one point. Didn't last very long, but they were shalem in this particular prat of malchut. והיינו להיות בהם עשר מלכויות עשר ספירות שלהם, since they receive all the complete set of malchuyot, even though it's only 1/100th of the actual pasu, but they were shalem in that particular vantage point, that particular perspective. As kara mikra v'melachim v'nishbo naflu, and then what happens that they were overwhelmed by the strength of the light and they all broke. והחיקר בעת התיקון בעולמות בא שהתשלומים מאה וכל אחד להשתלם לגמרי. And then later on when it came for the tikkun part, then they're going to be mashlim, that they are mashlim themselves, we're mashlim them all to make actually 100 parts of not only 1/100 or 10/100 of the patsuf, but rather the up and above what they ever were beforehand, their complete patsuf shalem.
Hine liyot shebesof kasher ira ashira ba'olam nikudim. Since at the end there was this situation of the shvira in the world of nikudim, kavaki blu gam zeapin venut for shefa elyon meshlosh rishon nikudim shishtalmu le השתלמו למקומם גם בזה אמפין ונוקווה שפע עליון משלוש ראשונות לנקודים שנשתלמו לקומה שלמה דעשר ספירות, וכן כאשר נשברו ונפלו שברי כליהם ורפח וניצוצים למטה, נפלו חלקים מכל עשר ספירות שלהם, היינו אפילו כתר חוכמה בינה דזר או מתשע התחתונות שלנו כבר, הגם שספירות אלו יצאו בעולם הנקודים רק בחינת תוספת, בכל זאת גם הן נשברו וגם הן נפלו כלים ניצוצים, כי הרי כל עשר שלהם נשברו כליהם.
So it goes both ways, that even though we had at one point a complete reign of all these big patsufim and they were shalem, and they were shalem ממש in תכלית of שלמות, and therefore, that gave them a big ma'ala, and therefore they were able to reign at that particular moment. But on the flip side, when the Shvira came about, they took all that tremendous power, and then when they fell into the world of Briah, and Yetzirah, and Asiyah, they schlepped with them all this tremendous power and influence, and Nitzutzot, and Kelim, and everything else that came with them, from Keter, Chochma, Bina, all the high Pasuf were schlepped, unfortunately, all the way down to the lower worlds. And therefore, that just makes the work a bit harder.
Vine, kol amor kan, hine, bekol echad veechad me'apatzufim kolelim, the nefesh wa neshama achay yechida.
So it works on all different levels. We know there's neranchi. Deza de kolelu datzilut, וד נוגבה כל לדעצילות שזה יצא שישה קצוות פצוף נפש רוח נשמה חי יחידה שלו, ונוגבה יצא כתר חמישה פרצופים נרנחי שלה. So it comes out on the flip side, when they finally do the major תיקונים, they're going to be full blown פרצופים all the different נרנחי, וכל אלו נשלמו בעולם הנקודים, they get the השלמה over there in the world of הנקודים, which finally becomes the world of אב הצילות later on, לפני שנשבו. וכשירם מכאן המלאכים נשברו השבע תחתונות שלהם, זה הרפים ונוגבה ניקודים, הם נשברו בבחינת כל החמישה פרצופים לנרנחי הכוללים שלהם. Again, he's just repeating that when they fell, unfortunately, they said they were kolel, and they had such tremendous powers on all of them, therefore they had to make the rectification in the shvira on all of them as well.
Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.